Okay. Today's shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal. Lilu Neshmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, Beryl's father. Today he's his yard site. And the learning today should be an aliyah for his neshama. Today's daf yud tes for your chesam and bees. Okay, here we go. We're by the two dots, five lines from the top. Gemara asks the following question. Boy Rabba, Baravua, Yid Nisuin Osa or Erisin Osa? Does Yid accomplish Nisuin or only Erisin? How can Yid accomplish Nisuin? What's Yid? Yid is where you say, Hare Atmi Yu Edeth Li. By the fact that the father gives money, the fact that the Adon gives money on behalf of the daughter, the fact that the Adon pays the father for the right of the daughter, that money that he paid for her could be the Kesef Kedushin later. So what's the Hazmir that could be Nisuin? There's no Chuppah. There's no Chuppah. How could that be Nisuin? So the who is it? I believe it's the Me'iri. He says, just like we know that when a father gives over his daughter to the Baal's Shlichim, right? Right, they're going to meet in New York, and then they're going to take the girl over to Eretz Yisrael. So when they meet in New York, right, the father gives the daughter to his shliach, and the husband sends over shluchim. They meet the girl, they take her back to Israel. So once that happens, that's already considered like a mesira. It has like the chashivas of a nesuin. That's what the Meiri suggests. That's why yid could work even for nesuin. That's the havmin of the Gemara. That's the havmin of the Gemara. L'may nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is three nafkaminos between Erisin and Nisuin. L'yarsha, only if you're fully married, only if you have Nisuin, does the husband Yarsha and his wife. L'tama, la, only if there's full Nisuin can there be Tumah. Can he be Matame himself for his wife? Or, let's say he's a Kohen. Or, l'hafer nidareha, does he have the only right to annul her vows? If there's Nisuin, yes. If Erisin, no. So, my what's the halacha? So, Tashma, we just said that that from the pasuk of Bevigdova we learn Kivan Shapirish Chalisa Walav, once he puts his talith on him, Shuv Ein Rishai Lamochra, once the husband does yield to the Amma, there's no longer any right to sell her. So Zavuni Hudulo Mazavinla. Let's be Madaik. He has no right to sell her. Ha mi Yude Miadila, but he can marry her off to someone else. The father still has the right to marry her off to someone else. V'yamata nesuin osa. But if the act of yid does nesuin, how on earth could a father marry her off to someone else? Kivan denises, shuv ein la v'yirishuspa. Once she's fully married, the father has no rights to his daughter. She's fully married. Ele must be, lav shmamina erisin osa. It must be that it's only erisin. It's only erisin. Because we're being a medayik from this brisa here, which we said yesterday, that there's an issue of yiyud. I'm sorry. We're being medayik from the brisa that since once this yiyud, once he's mafresh his talith, once he puts a talith on her, like a chuppah, he can't sell her anymore. Which is mashma, but he can marry her off. How can he marry her off? It must be the only erisin. And there was never an asuin. So when never an asuin, she's not fully married. I can marry her off again. So the Gemara says, no. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak Hacha beKedushin da Almakoy. No, talking about Stam Kedushin, not Yiyud, regular Kedushin. Vachik Amar Kivin Shemaster Avi Lemisha Nischayev Becher Ksusvon Asa. Once I give her over to a guy who is chayev to feed her, to clothe her, to have relations with her, to be a normal husband to her, Shuv and Yachal Amochma. I can't tell her anymore. That's it. Once I gave her over, she's married. She's a married girl. She's not in my reshus anymore. That I can make her into an Amma anymore. That's all that price is meant to say. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya. It says, "Ein mochel lekrovim." You can't sell an amma via to relatives. Why? Because you can't sell an amma. It's a machlokas about this. You can't sell an amma to people that can't marry her. So you're going to sell your daughter to your brother? That you could do. Let's say I don't know to some korov to your brother. You can't sell your sister, your daughter to your own son, right? So I can't marry your sister. So you know, there's no yid's never going to happen. If yid's never going to happen, you can't do it. Mishur Mar Belaza, oh, I'm not Mark Willikrofim, you can. There's no yid, so there's no yid. So, has to be yid. That's a machlokas. There has to be the potential for yid. Some say yes, some say it's a machlokas. Veshavim, but they all agree, Shemochra Almana Lekohen Gadol, if you have a girl who's an Almana, she could be sold to a Kohen Gadol. How could you have an almana who's a katana? We'll see in a minute. Ugarush v'chalutz l'kohen hadyot. Why? They're not allowed to marry these people. Yes, they're not allowed to marry them, but the kedushin is tofes. So again, we're not going to encourage such a marriage, but the kedushin will work. Now, hay almana heketami. How's this katana almana? Ilem with the kaji nafsha. If she got married by herself, right? She's an 8-year-old girl. She woke up to a guy. She said, "Would you be interested in marrying me?" He said, 100%. He gave her a ring in front of two eidim. That's not a marriage. Almana karila. She's an almana. The only way a katana could be married is if her father married her off. Impossible. The ella must be the kajaviya. Her father married her off. And what happened? The husband died. Now she's an almana. She's a 10-year-old almana. Could have such a thing. Now, me and Batsi mazabin law. Now, can he sell her as an amevriya? And what did we say? You can't sell. You're allowed to sell an almana to a kohen gadol. How's he selling her? The only way she's an almana is if she was once upon a time married. The only way she was married is if her father married her off. Didn't we say yesterday, v'ha'ein adam mocher es bita l'shifchas acharishas? Once you're married, the father no longer can make her into a shifcha. That's his case of her getting off the ground. El of Amr of Amram Amr of Yitzchak. No. Hacha b'kedusha yiyud. What happened was, you had yiyud, and then the father, and then the husband died. In other words, you sold your daughter as an amma. The adon did yiyud, and then he died. So now she's like an almana. And now the father can tell her again. What? To who? To the Kohen Gadol. No problem. What do you see from this? The Amar, the Alim of Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda, it also has to be the opinion of Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda, the Amar Mos HaRishonos Lav Kedushin Itnu, that the first money you gave was not for Kedushin. Because if it was for Kedushin, then she was married really the minute you gave it, and we're going to have that today. The minute you gave it, the minute you bought her, she was like already married. We're not saying that, Shita. We're saying that when was the Kedushin? When he did the Yehud later on, a year later. The Iyamit Nesuinos, and if you say that Yehud is Nesuin, then Kivan Shenises, once she was married to this guy, Shuv Ein Lavia Rishuspa, the father has no longer any rights to her. So how could it be possible? How could it be possible that the father not could sell to a Kohen Gadol? Ella, it must be my Erisinosa. It must be Erisin. It must be that he is only Erisin. So what happened? They had Erisin, and if the Adon died, now the father says, I can marry to the Kohen Gadol. I can give her as an arm to the Kohen Gadol. The Ella, the Shavin Shemochra, and they both agree to the question, and they both agree now that she can be sold in this case. Ha'ein adam mocher es bito l'shivchas acharishos. So you still can't sell her. So how is this case happening? Right. So we're assuming the Gemara is going to say that in a minute. We'll see in a minute. But we're assuming, yeah. According to the Shita, how can you do this? According to the Shitas, Ella ma'itzach olameimar. The only way out is that shiny erisin dida me'erisin da aviha. There's got to be a difference between an erisin that takes place when the father makes her an erisin. In other words, not when she's an amma, because we're holding now that the money for the amma is not the kedushin money. So then, how did she get married? How did she get married? It's very interesting. It's the only time you have a katana who's married without the father involved. He's involved when he sold her as an amma, but that was 2 years ago. Right now, she's not involved.
The problem is, we know that the reason why the Torah allows the selling as an amma is because to get her married.
Right.
That's basically the idea.
Right, right.
And we keep losing sight of the fact that it's not that he's the father selling her to be a slave.
Right.
He's trying to get her out of the house, but he doesn't have money to support.
Right, he doesn't have money to support her. Exactly. Fine, it's true. And on Amar Aleph, I think the Gemara is going to ask a question, which is going to highlight exactly what you're saying. But it's still true. It's all true, but it's still true that there has to be a halachic mechanism for her to be married to this guy, this Adon. So how's that happening? So they hold, it's a machloket. Some hold the money he gives her, the money that the Adon gives the father, is not the Kedushin money. What is that? That's a purchase with the right to marry her later.
Right.
And then when he exercises that right later, the father's not involved. It's very unusual. We're going to have an Amar Aleph. Gemara has a question which is going to highlight the whole unusual. How very unusual this is. But having said all that, it still has to be a halachic mechanism. So what's the halachic mechanism here? There is none. We must say there's a difference between a normal case of a father marrying off a daughter and yield. Must be the difference. When the father's involved, he's much more on top of it, he's involved. When he's not involved, by yield, because he was only involved 2 years ago. So therefore it's different. If that's true, then I feel attaining nisuin also. You can even say there's nisuin. You can even say that yield effectuates nisuin. With all these questions. No, there's a big difference. Shining nisuin dida, nisuin davia. There's a big difference if she has nisuin by herself, 2 years after her father sold her off. Father not involved now. And a different case with a normal case. So her father marries his daughter off to a guy. Totally different. So therefore, why are we pigeonholing ourselves to say it must be an erusin? No, it could even be a suin. If already we're saying there's a difference between the father and the daughter, so let's say it's the suin different. So Gemara says, "Hi, Mai, you can't say that." Bishlama erusin, may erusin. I could see the difference between erusin and erusin. Shiny, they're different. Why are they different? Rashi says, "The ikla meimar aab kapid kra." But the pasuk was makbid for the father, delo lezavna basa de kedusha, that he can't sell her once he did kedushin, kivin dahani kedushin lav iu aver nitin lo shos lamokra. Because there's a difference between if the father sells it to us for a servant or not. Ella nisuin min nisuin mi shiny. Can you really differentiate between one case of nisuin and another case of nisuin? Can you differentiate between a husband and herself? Top Rashi, extremely difficult Rashi. Top Rashi says, kivin din nisuin daraisa ninhu, since nisuin's daraisa, as opposed to erisin, which is what, not daraisa? Since nisuin's daraisa, ninhu, nafka lagamim mishusei, she totally leaves his rishus. The key to this Rashi is the second half of it. The difference between erisin and nisuin is not the daraisa. It's the final stage. So what? But the bottom line is that as a final stage, she's not by the father's reshus anymore. She's somewhere else. She's married to another guy, by herself, with her. It'll make a difference. I don't know how to explain the daraisa part because the kedusha is also daraisa. But erisin, she's not a final stage. So I could see a svara to differentiate between her, if she did it by herself or if the father was involved. I could see such a svara. Now. Ulur of Nachman by Yitzchak. This is simple. This is your question. Ulur of Nachman by Yitzchak. The Amar Afilu Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Moser Rishonos the Kedushin Itnu. If the Moser Rishonos is given for Kedushin, then this whole Amar doesn't get off the ground. Why? Because when the father received a check from the Adon on behalf for the sale of his daughter, that was the Kedushin. So right on that spot, there's a marriage. So then, B'mai Mukimla. How are you going to explain this whole Amar of whether yield is erusin or nisuin? How are you going to explain that? So the Gemara says, Mukav la kerb Elazar, he must hold a kerb Elazar. The Amar who said, L'shifchus achas shifchus hudelo matzi mezabin la, only by shifchus after shifchus does it not work. Aval l'shifchus achas ishus, but shifchus after ishus matzi mezabin la, it would work. So that's exactly what you're asking me. Why do we have to say that it's all one shita? They can mix and match. So yeah, they do mix and match. Okay, now here's the question that I alluded to before, which will flesh out really what yid is all about. Boy Rish Lakish, mahu shemiyayed adam livno katon. Can you marry off, we know that yid, not only can the adon marry the woman, the ama, but even the adon's son. What if the adon's son is a katon? What if the adon's son is a katon? Can he marry her off? Right? So, The Rishonim ask, what's the can he marry her off? Amar Achmana, Beno Kaldahu? It says Beno, any son. Oh Dilma, or maybe Beno Dumididei. No, that's not supposed to be like him. Mahu Gadol, Ach Beno Gadol. So that's the Shaila. Could it be any Katan, any son, or only a Gadol? So all the Rishonim ask, what's the Havamina? It could be a Katan. What kind of Havamina is this? The Maisa of a Katan is nothing. How can it be possibly be a Katan? Can I have a mean of that? Right? Is that what you're saying? How can it be, well, all of a sudden, out of left field, a katan? That doesn't make any, katan has no ma'isim. The ma'isim of a katan is nothing. So how can we possibly think that? So, the Shita Lo Noda Lami says, you're right, it's a special Chiddush HaTorah by Yiyud. Special chiddush. It's very unusual. So that's more unusual. The Pnei Yeshua says, it's even more, drives home even more. Even the yid of a gadol is a chiddush. Right? Forget even a gadol is a chiddush. Forget Am Ivriya. The whole concept of yid is such a chiddush. I'm buying something today and it's going to be the a kinyan for later. This disciple is going to say something similar in a few minutes. Right? Such a chiddush. Therefore, if that's true, then it's such a chiddush. So what's the difference if it's a katan or a gadol? We're in chiddush world. Right? That was the Gemara's shaila. So, Amar of Zera, Tashma. It says in the Torah, Ish. Where does it say that? It says that in the Pasuk of, in Vayikra, I think this is in either Akramos or Kedoshim, where it says, the Ish, Asher Yinaf is Ashes Ish. If a man will have relations with a married woman, right? Then the Pasuk says, Asher Yinaf is Ashes Vayehu. Most you must, Hanoefa Hanoefas. They're both getting Misa. The husband and the wife. Not the husband and the wife. The man and the woman. So two, they're not married to each other, right? But they're both married. So they're married to other people. That's called adultery. So it says in the Torah that if you have relations, if you have an adulterous relationship, you and the woman both get married. Both get a Misa. So it says, it starts off saying, V'ish. V'ish. Prat l'katan. Not a katan. Asher yinath es eshes ish. You have relations with a married woman. Prat l'eshes katan. If a woman is married to a 9-year-old boy, that's not a marriage. She's not considered married. Why? Because he's not 13. So she's not considered married. That's not an adultery. That's not a nice thing. They're not going to give you chasam Torah. That's not adultery. Right? It's not adultery, it's not a marriage. We're going to see in a minute that a 9-year-old boy can do bia. That's different. A 9-year-old boy can be miyabim, a woman, because it's a mice of bia. He's already considered old enough, he's already considered mature enough for his bia to be considered a bia. That's not a marriage, though. So those two are excluded. Those two are excluded. Now, the amrit miyayed, if you're going to tell me that a katan can do yiud, imkain, if so, matzinu ishus l'katan. Then we would have a marriage. We would have a marriage. If a 10-year-old boy can do yiud, can a 10-year-old boy be married to a 25-year-old girl? Can do yiud. Obviously, since we know that if a 10-year-old boy is married to a 25-year-old woman, and that 25-year-old woman has relations with a different married man, she's not going to be put to death. Why not? Because she's not really married. Obviously, there's no such thing as yid by a katan. Obviously. It's obvious, right? Says the Gemara, the Elamai, Eino Miyayev. So what? You're going to tell me now, there's no yid. Then, Amai, Kamamai, Leikra. Then why does the Pasuk have to exclude? Why does the Pasuk, this is hard, Amai, Kamamai, Leikra, why does it have to exclude a married woman, an adult, who's married to a katan? Maybe, tifshot minei, let's learn out from here, that demiyayet, that it can work, and there's still no misa. Why are you telling me you're learning it out that from here there's no right? No! Maybe it does get a marriage, and there's still no misa. It's still a patur. Therefore, Amar Ravashi, hacha, you know what's going on over here? Ben teisha shan v'yom echad, you have a 9-year-old boy, what? Amar Vashi, Hacha b'yibam, ben teisha shana v'yom echad. He's a yavam, and he's 9 years old. Haba al yavimto, askinan, who had relations with his brother's wife. His brother died. That what? Demida raisa chazila. Midah raisa, that's a good yibam. Why? Because once you're nine, under nine is nothing. It's not called a maisabia at all. But once you're nine, you have already old enough to have a maisabia. That's enough. They wouldn't let that, in those days, they wouldn't let this happen. They wouldn't let a 9-year-old boy do yibum because of this exact problem. He's old enough to have bia, but he's not old enough to have marriage. So it's a very unusual thing. So midaraisa chazila. So ma'adatayim, I would think, kivon de midaraisa chazila, since midaraisa it's chazoi, bia so bia, it should be a good bia, sahaba aleha mischayev eishesish. So they have relations with her, you should also be chayev having relations with a married woman. Kamash malan, not true. Not true. Okay? That's what's going on here. Now, if anybody remembers their Mava Sedra of Parshas Mishpatim, Rashi says in Parshas Mishpatim that when you're miyayed a son, when a son does yud, to a girl, to an amevriya, he says, "Harei at miyuedes li, I'm hereby miyayed to me with the money my father gave you, with the money my father gave your father." That's what Rashi says. Who's doing the yid on the ben? The ben. The son's doing his own yid. Says the Rambam, absolutely not. The Rambam says in Halacha Paragdalet Halacha Ches of Paragdalet Halacha Zayin of of Hilchas Avodim. It says Ketzad Mitzvah Ziyad Amalav Efnei Shnayim. Say in front of two people. We're going to have this on number base. Harei Mekadeshesli, Harei Amuretesli, Harei Adli Leisha, Afilu Besof Shei Shor, Samach Leshkiya, even at the very end of the 6 years. Eino Tzarek Lidin Lal Klum, you don't have to give her anything. Shemot HaRishonos, the Kedushin Itnu, V'noheg Ba Minag Ishus, Lo Minag Shivchus, we can have all that. V'eino Miyayi, Shtayim Kach, it's fine. Ketzad Miyadol of No, Im Haya B'no Gadol, if he's an adult, V'nasan Rishos, Lo Aviv, Liyadolo, and the son gives the father permission to do this. Hare ha'av omer lo b'fnei shnayim. The father says in front of two people, Hare ad mekudeshes livni. Behold, you are mekudesh to my son. Not agreeing with Rashi at all. Okay? So Lecha Mishnah says, no, there's no machlokas. Rashi's talking about where you didn't make your father into a shliach. And the Rambam's talking about where you made your father into a shliach. They're not really arguing. Really, the Rambam would agree, you could do it by yourself. But the Rambam, so why would the Rambam say that? What's wrong? We need to know that in this halacha, tucked away in Hilchas Avodim, that you can make your father into a shliach. We know that already. So why is the Rambam saying that? It seems to be that the Rambam is saying that the only way a son could ever do yield is if he tells his father, by the way, I'm interested in her, you go ahead and do it for me. That's what it seems to be. Clearly Rashi doesn't say that. And the Lecha Mishnah tries to say they're not arguing. Most soon they are arguing. What's the machlokes about? What are they arguing about? So they're arguing about yield. What is yield all about? So here we go. There's a few answers to this.
How's it work according to Rashi? How's it possible to do it according to Rashi?
According to Rashi, he must tell the father. He must tell the father, by the way, are you marrying her? Because if not, I'm interested. So the father says, good, because hey, go. So he goes over to her and says, my father paid your father money to I'm here by being miyayed at you.
So he's taking money that...
The money was given already.
But the money wasn't given for that purpose.
It was given either for him or for the son, 100%, right. Either for both. Right. Who's going to actually go to her now and make the shidduch? Rashi says the son can do it. The Rambam says no, only the father can do it. For the son. What's going on? What are they arguing about? Right? So, Reb Chaim says as follows. Yid is so unusual, such an unusual thing. It's only shaykh to the father with what he bought her. He's the one who bought her. He's the one who actually shelled out the cash. So the only way this kedushin can ever go forward is if the father is the one in charge. And therefore the son has to tell the father, you have to do it for me. Why? You gave the kedushin. You paid for it. That's Reb Chaim. What? How did he understand Rashi? I don't know. How he understands Rashi. Now we always learn Rashi. Every year we learn Rashi. So to us this is a pashut. You look at the Rambam and say, hey, wait a minute, the Rambam, not Reb Chaim, it makes so much sense. What's Rashi gonna say? I don't know. Now, the Evan Ezel says similar. Similar idea. When you give the father, when you give the adon the money, the kedushin is always there in the background. It's always omeid. The only question is, are we going to exercise the right? Similar idea. Are we going to exercise the right for this kedushin?
And on
who? What?
And on who?
And on who? The only person who could do that is the father. Why? He's the only one who gave the money. How could the son walk up and say, here you are, I'm marrying you? He can't do that. Only the father will give the money. So those are two ways to two ways to explain the Rambam. Now, the Aryeh Leib Malin asked the following question: According to Rashi, that said what? That the son could do it himself. What's Rish Lakish's suffix? Can a cotton do it? Can a cotton do it? What kind of suffix is that? Of course, a cotton can't do it. Rashi holds the cotton, the son does it by himself. So Rish Lakish says, well, what about yid of a cotton? Can the cotton do? So according to the Rambam, it's a shiloh. Can the father do it on behalf of his cotton son? According to Rashi, what kind of shiloh is this? Can a son do it for himself? He's a 10-year-old boy? Can he be Makadosh, a woman, by himself? What kind of question is that? Right? So he answers, you're right. Rashi in the Havim, this might be, Rashi in the Havimina agreed with the Rambam and thought, of course he has to be a gadol. Now that we say no, there's no way that a katan will work. Rashi now held that even that the katan, that the son could do it by himself. Okay. Now, one more thing before we go on. Why does the Gemara need a separate miut to tell me that if a katan has relations with a married woman, he's married. If a katan has relations with a married woman, there is no onish. Doesn't a katan never have onish? Katan never has onish. There's no onish by a katan. Why do we need a special pasuk? It says ish, not a katan. But katan never has onish. Why do we need a special meat over here by adultery? What? Why do we need a special meat for? There's a general rule in Shas. Katan never has onish. It's not a bar onish. I need a special meat to exclude a katan. What's going on? So there's four answers to that question. The Tosva says. Tosva says, if not for the miut that a katan is excluded, I would think that we would kill the katan also. Why? Because we're killing the woman. She had a maisa of an adulterous relationship. She had a maisa. Let's say he's over 10 years old. She might get killed. If she gets killed, it's like similar to an animal. Right, the other like an animal, right? That animal killed somebody. How would it look if someone has relations with an animal? What'd the animal do? Animals will das. Someone could kill the animal in it. People are going to look at the street. Look at that animal that caused that guy's downfall. Right? It's a bizarre. Similar type of idea. The boy's going to... I would have thought that. Come on, Sean, no, we don't say that.
Didn't we have before that both have to be able to be killed?
What?
Didn't we have before, I don't remember what it was.
When is she going to be killed? She did a maisa of an adultery. She wouldn't get killed for that? Just because he's 10 years old? Yeah. I don't know about that. So maybe there are shittas that hold that she'd be killed for.
One side cannot be killed, then the other
Where'd we have that? A long time ago?
No.
Recently? I have to look. I don't know.
The one can't be killed if the other is not.
Right. Okay. I hear you. I don't know. Another way, the Ravid answers that, not the Ravid, it's quoted in the Ramban, that Eina Chinami, the miyut could be that if the boy is less than 9 years old, it's not even a maisabiyah. That's the miyut. It's not even a maisabiyah at all. It's nothing. If he's less than nine, that could be the miyut. The Ravid says, if not for the miyut, I would have thought that he gets punished, the boy, because Lamaisa had ana. He had ana of bia. He had ana, and for that he should get punished. He asks the Rajba, if that's true, then I would need another miut to tell me that if a katan eats something usser, he should also not get punished because he got hana. He ate a good cheeseburger. Got hana out of that. There's no meal like that. So that's a difficult answer to say. So the Rajma says no, because in Parshas Kedoshim over there, by the Parshas of the Rice, it uses the word nefashos, which maybe would include even a katan. So therefore, I need a special miut. Okay. No, we didn't answer that. Now, next. What are we up to? Okay, my Haviyala. So what's the bottom line over here? Tashma, Amrab Aibu, Amrab Yanai, Ein Yid Ela B'Gadol. Ein Yid Ela Midas. You can only have Yid for the Gadol, and you can only have Yid Midas. So the Gemara says, Tarti, it's the same thing. He said, you've repeated yourself. So the Gemara says, that's how Rashi learns that question, Tarti. So the Gemara says, no, ma'atam, why can only yid be done by a gadol? Because yid has to be done by das. And by the way, a 10-year-old boy has no das. Or, my midas, what does midas mean? Midas dida, her das, meaning she has to know about it. The tani I buy braid of avo, asher lo yada. It says in the Torah, asher lo yada, malame chitarach lo yada. She has to know. Now, why would this be different than any other isha? Where you can't marry a woman without das, right? Maybe because she was sold as an amma, maybe the das was already back from that date. Who tani love who amma law? He explained the kedusha yiyud. It's kedusha yiyud. V'aliba de Yosef Yehuda the amma Moshe Rishonos love the kedusha nitnu. The first money was not given for kedushin. Therefore, she needs das. She has to know. By the way, are you interested in marrying me? I'll marry you right now. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Afilu Tamei LeKedushin Nitnu. Even you could even say that there is kedushin, that the original money was given for kedushin. Shani Hachad Amar Chamani Yada. Nevertheless, it's a special requirement that when it comes to Yehud, she has to know about it. My Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. What Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda is that? the Tanya, because we learned Yada v'hefta. It says Yada and also v'hefta. Tzarech shehei shahos biyom kedei pedia. There has to be enough time in the day to redeem her. In other words, mikan. From here we see Amar v'yosi v'yehuda im yeshas biyom kedei lasas imashav apruta. Since according to him, the first money was not given for kedushin, so with what are you marrying her? If the original money of the purchase of the Amaviyah was not the Kedushin money, then how are you marrying her? You're marrying her by stopping her from working. She was supposed to work for 6 years. I'm taking off a year of her work. I'm marrying her now. Once I'm married to her, I can't treat her like a shefcha. The Gemara is going to say that on Amar Beis. Once you're married, you can't treat her like a shefcha. So I'm marrying her right now. So in order for that to work, there has to be that there's a pruta left of her servitude. What if you're marrying her 1 second before the servitude ends? Is that going to work? It's not going to work. Why? It's not a pruta. So there has to be enough time where it's worth a pruta. Then mikudeshes, vim lav, and a mikudeshes. Alma, kasavar, moos, rishonos, lav, l'kedushin, itnu. The first money is not given for a kedushin. So with what are you marrying her? You're marrying her with the money that she saved with the hana that she doesn't have to work anymore. But that has to be worth at least a pruta. It could even be that it is a good kedushin, the original money. Nevertheless, shadi hacha the amrachman of a hefta. Since the Torah says you have to redeem her if you can, and redemption requires money, right? In other words, you're going to redeem her. She has a year left, so you'll pay that year and redeem her. So just like you have to pay that year and redeem her, there has to be time left for her to be redeemed. There has to be time left that she loses out, that she doesn't have to work anymore. There has to be time for that. So it's 1 second before Shkia, it's not going to work. Amar Rava, Amar Nachman, Omar Adam Lubito, Kitana. Listen, the amount of Pirushim on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph was staggering. And I think it was the largest in the whole, so far, in the first 19 blocks, this is the largest, right here. Very, very difficult. We're going to do it in 5 minutes. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Adam Lubito, Kitana. A man could say to a Bito who's a Kitana, Ti'i the Kibli Kiddushek, go get married. Go get married. How could that work? It could work. Midir of Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. From his opinion, Lav Amar of Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't he say Moshe Rishonos Lav LeKedushin Itnu? The original money is not given over for Kedushin, right? It's not given over for Kedushin. So how is she getting married? She's getting married by the fact that she's working less now. She's supposed to work for 6 years, but after 3 years, the other says, "You know, I'll marry you, or I'll have my son marry you." And then what? She loses 3 years of work. That's worth something. That's a kedushin. Where's the father? The father's in China. He's nowhere around. How is she a katana? How is she doing this? How does a katana have the das to go do this? The answer is, it works.
Because that's how the original...
So if that works, why can't a father tell any girl, go get married. Go, let someone go marry you. Doesn't the father have to give her over? Maybe not. That's what they say over here. Based on that shita, a father can tell his katana, go get married to anyone you want.
Yeah, but we're saying the whole concept of
Is that as a chiddush? I know. It's a tremendous stretch, which violates every rule of kedushin.
Wow, we keep jumping out of the same thing. This is a special case.
Right. So I'm saying, to go now to stretch it, to say that a regular girl, that's sitting in someone's living room, right, go get married, girl.
Exactly.
Go do it. That's a big stretch.
And it doesn't work.
Right. So he's saying maybe it would work. Big stretch. Right, as long as there's a pruta left over for work, it's a good kedushin. Over here too, what's the difference? Of Amar Rav Nachman Hamakadosh b'milva sheyesh aleha mashkon mikudeshes. If a woman owes a man money and the man says, you know what, I'll be makadosh you with the fact that you don't have to pay me back. Right? But there's a mashkin. So I have to return the mashkin. There's a mashkin. I'm holding her watch. When she pays me the money, I'll get the watch back. But here, I'm forgoing the loan. Now, what happens to the mashkin? Just like midir of Yosef Yehuda, lav amar Yosef Yehuda, moatz rishonos lav l'kedusha nitnu. That mashkin is irrelevant. And hi halvahi, it's really a loan. Vehi gufa mashkinu, she herself is a mashkin, an amivria. Her body is a mashkin. And nevertheless, what does the halacha say? The chimeshayer b'shav pruta, as long as there's a pruta left over, umiyayed, he does yid, have a kedushin. It would be a good kedushin. Hachanami loshna, here too is no difference. Okay, very difficult. Next, Tanur Rabbanan, ketzad mitzvah yid. That, what is the mitzvah of yid? So we just, I just read you the Rambam before. We got all his lashon from right here. Amala b'fnei shnayim, you say in front of two people, harem mekudeshes li, harem mureses li, hafilu b'sof sheish, even at the end of 6 years. Why? Because we're going to hold now that the original money was good kedushin. Afilu samach l'shkia tachama, even as long as it's before shkia, there isn't a prut who's left working her servitude. It doesn't make a difference. The original money was good for kedushin. Noig b'minag ishos. He has to treat her now like a wife. The ain't a noig b'minag shefcha. He can't treat her like a shefcha. Right? It's a riot from the Gemara that a wife is not a shefcha, in case he needed one. Now, asks all the Rishonim if the original money was given for Kedushin, so why do I need two Edom for this? Why do I have to do this in front of two Edom? Mistama, the original purchase, was done in front of two Edom. So what do I need two Edom for? We're already married, really. Why do I need two Edom?
What?
Right, so the Bnei Yeshua says that the Edith now is going to be Megala, that it was originally for Kedushin, right? Very good. The Minchas Chinuch says, Enechanami, it's a Gzeiras HaKasev, you have to have two Edith, we don't really need it. The Stipend says as follows. Kedushin, unlike the buying of an apple, Kedushin has two aspects. There's an exchange of money, or Shtar, or Bia, let's call it money. There's an exchange of money, and there's also, coming along with that, is Isurim. When I buy an apple, No, this is her. She can't marry anyone else now. She's also to the whole world. She's married to me. That doesn't happen when I buy an apple. I buy an apple, the apple belongs to me. I pay for the apple. Here, I pay for an Isha, and along with that purchase comes Erison. Comes Isurim. Right? Now, in 99.9% of the cases, those two parts of the transaction happen at the same moment. I give an Isha a ring. I gave her a purchase. Right, so like a purchase, no different than buying an apple, but I have a lot of Yisurim that come along with that, a lot of obligation. That doesn't happen by an apple, how it happens by an Isha. But by Yiyud, it's different. I gave the Kedushin, there are no Yisurim. It's the only time where the two parts of a Kedushin are separated. So for that, I need Edom. I need Edom to be made on the Yisurim. Now there's going to be obligations. Now she can't marry anyone she wants. She's married to me. For that, I need Edom. What? No, now we asked that question. We asked that question already, right? Because the Erison of the Yid doesn't do the Suin. We asked that question. And then we said, how can it be the Suin? There's no Chuppah.
Exactly.
Right? So we said, it's when you give over your daughter, it's just like giving over your daughter to the Shliach, to the husband's Shluchim. Right? You live in New York and she lives in California. You're going to meet in Chicago. So the Shluchim are going to meet.
But it's still a two-stage process.
What?
But it's still a two-stage process. It's the same here too.
So maybe that's what the disciple's saying, really. That might be what he's saying, really. That could be what he's saying. But what he's saying is two stages by Erison. There's two, not two stages, there's two aspects. It's two aspects because
this case is how it works.
Right. It's two aspects by Erison. Now, we didn't answer that question if Yid doesn't assume or not. We didn't answer that question. I don't know how to answer. I don't know the answer. Misfar, I would say no. Because no, Lamai says no chuppah. Lamai says no chuppah. So Mistama, I would say no.
He takes her to his
house. What?
Change the status.
Right, change the status. So, but you change status by giving her a ring. You know, that doesn't change the status. That changes the status. Now you want to break this, you have to give her a get. So
maybe so in this case also.
Right. What do you mean?
You
have to give her a get. So the question is, why do you need Adam now? That's the question. Why do you need Adam? So the disciple is just explaining, you need Adam to be made that now we're changing the money. It's also now going to come with Isur. What about a chuppah? Then, well, good, there'll be a chuppah. We'll have send out invitations. There'll be a chuppah. That's nothing to do with this.
Right.
Right, so then do you need Eidei chuppah? You hear what I'm saying? Do you need Eidei chuppah? That's a separate shayla. You do. Okay. No, it's an unbelievable vart. Because we take it for granted. Give it a ring. No, but here's the only time where the obligations and Isurim don't come along with the ring. They don't come along with the purchase. They come a year later. So for that, you need Eidim. That's a stifler. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Amar, Im Yesh Yom Shaz Biyom Kedelasos Imo Shav Pruta Mekudeshes. No, since the original money is not given for kedushin, so therefore, is there time now during the day that I can marry her and I saved her a pruta's worth of work? Good, Vimlad and a Mekudeshes, and if not, Mashal LaOmer LaIsha. It's a mashal, like when a guy says to a woman, Haskadchi Li Miachshav LaAcher Shloshim Yom, be Mekudesh to me from now till after 30 days. So what does that mean? That means in 30 days, you're going to be married to me from right to second. Now, what happens if in those 30 days, someone else gives her a ring? What's the halacha? The halacha is, Mekudeshes L'Rishon. She's Mekudesh to the first guy. Right? Why? Because she's Mekudesh from day one. If I'm going to be Chal till day 30, yeah, then retroactively it becomes Chal to day one. So too, Yiyud. Right? Mashal Laman, so who's that Mashal for? Ile Mashal Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, can't be him. He holds, it takes place at the very end. El to Amar Vacha Bare Derava, no, Mashal Rabbanan. It's obviously a Mashal to the Rabbanan. Right? Who the Rabbanan hold, that Yid, just like Yid becomes backdated to day one, so too, this Mashal, just like the Mashal, the Kedusha gets backdated to the day, gives you the ring, even though he says, Chal Me'achar, Lacha Shoshim Yom, so too Yid goes backdated to day one. Right? So the Gemara says, Pshita, so isn't that Pashat? So it says, Ma'adzim, I would think, Halo Amale Me'achshav, but he never said that. They never said that. When the father sold his daughter, that they never said that. You know, Kamash Mala, no, but it's included, and it's understood. It doesn't have to be said. Tanya, Ida, we learned elsewhere, Hamocher, it's Bito, someone sells his daughter. V'holach v'kid shel acher, and someone else is Makadesh, the daughter. Sichek ba'adon, you laugh at the adon, you can laugh at it, laugh in his face. U'mukudesh es l'sheni, and she's married to the second guy. Divrei, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because he holds the original money given for the is not yield money. It's not kedusha money. So someone else can marry her. The Chacham Omer, no. Imratzu liyayid miyayid. If he wants to, we can do it. Why? Because he argues on that. He says, no, the money is good. So someone else can't come along now. We laugh at that guy. Mashal la'omer li'isha. It's a mashal. The guy says to a woman, Hare'a mekudeshes li la'achar shloshim yom. You'll be married to me after 30 days. Not me actually after 30 days, just after 30 days. Uba achar v'kitzel b'tzol shloshim yom. And within 30 days, someone else comes along. What's the halacha? Mekudesh l'sheni. You married to the second guy. Why? Because the tenai didn't be fulfilled yet. So mashal laman. Who's that mashal good for? Ilem l'rabbanan. Amr rabbanan. Ratzel yayid b'yayid. It can't be the rabbanan. The rabbanan hold that they can do yid right now. Ella rather, amr v'achar b'rid d'rava, mashal l'rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. It's a mashal for Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So pshita, is that obvious? He held that the money is not good money. It's not good for kedushin money. So until he gives her money, it's not going to be kedushin. Someone else comes along, she's married to the other guy. Like what's the mashal? No, ma'adatim. I would think halo amalah la'achash loshim yom. You never said that. Again, you never said that. Kamashmon is built in. Of course we know that. Let's try to do one more line. Tani idach. Habocher is bito, if someone sells his daughter, upasak almanas shloli yayed, but he says, I'm only doing this on condition there will be no yield. Niskayim hatanai. It's a good tanai. Divei Reb Meir, v'chacham om imrotzul yayed miyayed, v'bnei shehissa masha kasa batorah. What do you mean? You're going against the Torah. V'chalamas na masha kasa batorah, tanai batol. You can't do that. I'm only marrying you under the condition there's no yield. I'm only going to hire you on the condition there's no yield. You can't do it. The Torah says yield. That first of all, Ulur Meir Tanai Kayim, according to Rameir, it's a good Tanai. He holds the Tanai good. For Tanya Homer, Leisha Rebbe Kadeshis Li, if I'm married to you, Amanas, She'en Li Alecha, Shekhtus Vona, but I have no obligations to you. The halacha is, Hareza Mekudeshes, you're married, and you know what? The Tanai bottle, the Tanai is bottle, Divra Meir. When it comes to the money aspects, the Tanai is valid, because she could be Mochalit. When it comes to relations, she can't be Mochalat. So, but what do you see? The Rameir holds the Tanai is no good. And by year the Tanai is good. So the Gemara says, Amar Chizki, Shani Hacha, the Amar Kra, La Amma. The Torah says, you're buying her for an Amma. So which means, Pa'amim She'en Amachura El La Amma Bovad. Sometimes it's only bought for an Amma. There is no year attached. So the Torah itself allows such a dispensation. Now, Rabban and Hai La Amma Mayav Delay. We'll stop here. Okay, well, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was learned Le'il Nishmas David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai, whose yahrzeit is today. The learning should be in the Shema for his aliyah.